Throughout this process, the proponents have claimed that the elimination of cash bail in the Safety Act is an effort to give judges discretion to detain those who judges consider to be dangerous or likely to flee the jurisdiction. But that's not what the Safety Act does, and that's not what this bill does. What we are doing is adding to a laundry list of potentially detainable offenses. We've created a detention net. That detention net still has holes. If we want judges to have discretion, give them discretion. Allow judges to hold individuals that they believe are dangerous or likely to flee the jurisdiction. Instead, we've chosen a different route. And what that means is, we'll see those holes in the detention net, and we'll be back in a year to try to patch the hole, and then we'll find another hole, we'll be back in a year and try to patch that hole. Just give judges the discretion. Do what you claim you want this bill to do. We have a 90-day trial provision in the detention statute, which conflicts and is inconsistent with our long-held 120-day speedy trial provision. There was ample opportunity to fix this, but we didn't. And we should have fixed it. But instead, we're creating scenarios where a 90-day clock may run when a 120-day clock didn't run, and it will be a problem for the court system. Also, there's a provision of this bill which really hasn't gotten much discussion. But we have taken certain mandatory consecutive sentences and made them discretionary. These mandatory consecutive sentences were for repeat offenders, people who committed crimes while on pretrial release, or people who committed crimes while in detention, crimes against correctional officers, crimes against other inmates, crimes against society when they were released. Instead of leaving those as mandatory consecutive sentences, we make it discretionary. So while we talk about the pretrial fairness aspect of the bill, we're lessening penalties for repeat offenders. That's not going to help public safety. And we still haven't addressed the constitutional issues, probably because we can't. The Constitution envisions a cash bail system under Article 1, Section 9. We should let the court rule on that provision before we start doing anything with implementing this act. That's the responsible thing to do. Ladies and gentlemen, this bill does not go far enough to protect public safety, and I urge a no vote.